God, you weren't here on Thursday. We dedicated that for your yard site. But I,
Thank you.
yeah. But if you can say, I didn't have the name at the time, so let's just, never too late. If you could just tell us the name in a sentence, then we can, I'll feel better.
My father was Gershon Ben Yechiel David, who was a Polish Gerer Chassid, Holocaust survivor. He got settled in America to Birmingham, Alabama, where he managed to raise three sons who were all from and have all from children, all from grandchildren, and his memories for all of us.
Amen. Amen. And Shama Shehav and Aliyah.
Amen.
Okay. So we were learning Perek Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet, and the inyan is the inyan of Shashuim, which was, I think, a chiddush that we came out from. It was just agav in the Nefesh HaChaim, but very important to understanding the whole thing. And Shashuim, we talked about Lulei Seiroscha, Shashua, Yozavadati, Ba'anyi, and all the different places where we have the inyan of Shashua and Tehillim. Shashuim we always translate as some sort of a game, and it specifically refers to, at least in the Torah, to a game between two people where there's an interactive aspect to it. And the Shashuim in Kabbalah has to do with the Malachi Elikim Oilim V'Yardim Boi, how it is that the Malachi Elikim go up and they come down, and they go up and they come down. So Chazal saying before us, that noitlin mashe lamala v'noisnim lamata, noitim mashe lamata v'noisnim lamala, b'bchinas ratzei v'shoif. And that's how, that's really the way the world works, if you will. That's the way the whole world works. I just want to, give me a second. I have a mistake here on my recorder, I apologize. So that was the Shashuim, and that's really what it's all about, this idea of going back and forth and back and forth. If you go a little bit further towards the end of this parak, Parak Yud Dalet, and I specifically want to talk about this a little bit, because today or last night we started saying V'sein Talo Mater Livracha. And it's pretty serious, because I mean we take it pretty seriously. First of all, look at the clouds and everything that we had this morning. But I don't know that it's an instantaneous, thing, but it brings the rain. But we already said Mashav Aruch Hamorid Hageshem on Sukkos, at the end of Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres. But that's just a haskara of it, and we don't say V'sein Talo Mater Livracha because we know it's going to rain, and the oily regolim won't be able to get home. So that's how seriously you would take V'sein Talo Mater Livracha. But there's a prayer for rain. So if you look here at the end of the this parak, towards the end, he brings here in the Seder of Ratzei V'Shov, in the Seder of Ishtalshlus, he brings here a Tana Deve Elios, B'Tana Deve Elios, Seder Elio, Rabba Perak Yud Ches. I hope you see that. Omar, he says, Kevan Sha'adam Loimedes HaTorah, being that a person learns Torah. We've already established long ago this is not about getting information or even knowing the Ratzon Hashem. There's a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria Gufa in learning the Torah. And we went over this Barichus that Hashem is creating and recreating the world every single day. Bilachin. Being that he's creating and recreating every day, what's he creating with? Well, Malach Elokim, Oilim V'Yardim. So he's creating it with what we do, and Torah is the main Yistako Baraisu Baralm. He's always looking at the Torah. So it's whatever we do in Torah, whatever David is Machadish, that's our Torah. So Kivan Shaloimit is HaTorah, Hareza Mevi Toiva Lo'olam. So what we need to understand is very basic aside, that when we learn Torah, we bring good into the world. V'yachol hu levakesh rachamim, and a person could be mevakesh rachamim, ulispala lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're somebody who learns Torah, so then you can daven. V'yachol hu levakesh rachamim, ulispala lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yefakfek es harokia. and you are poking a hole through the rakia. I believe every word is important. V'yavi matar la'olam. Thereby bringing rain into the world. So, sounds a pick book, you know, when you're learning with somebody and yesh lefakfek, sometimes you say yesh lefakfek, like it's not so simple what you're saying in Torah. Yesh lefakfek means you can poke a hole in it. That's what the word means, lefakfek. And we're poking holes in the rakia. Those who learn Torah are poking holes in the rakia to be Moirid Geshem into the world through tefillah. So you have Limud HaTorah, you know, here in Eretz Yisrael, Tefillas Geshem and Simchas Torah comes out all in the same time. So you're by learning Torah, you're creating something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it. Yistakel Baraisa, Ubara Alma, and through tefillah, because we've got that in our hands, we've got that gelam in our hands. So what it means to say is we can be mifakvek birakia mamish, and yored mutter, yavi mutter lo'olam. We get all funny when we think about, you know, making rain. Rain is rain, you know, but apparently we can make rain. So,
Rabbi, I'm not quite getting the causal relationship between limud Torah and the ability to be mevakesh rachem.
So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you mean, how does Torah and Tefillah work together? That's what you're asking?
Well, mashma, that if a person isn't learning Torah, that he can't be mevakesh rachem.
Not in the same way. You can't be mevakesh, you can be mevakesh rachem. Anybody can be mevakesh rachem. But you're not, you don't have your hands, mamish, on the fodder which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using for the Bria. So, I mean, I want to explain it more, but I just, let's get the Pashat shot first that, there's a story, I think it brings even on the bottom of one of the Nefesh HaChaim. So it's a famous story that a woman came to the Taz, Mefarish on the Shulchan Aruch, and said to the Taz that their child is very sick, you know, help me, give me a Yeshua. So there's a couple of girsas to the story. The Taz said, Hatachas Elokim Anochi, like, what do you want me to do? I'm a, you know, Hatachas Elokim Anochi, what am I, God? So according to the Girsa that I heard, the woman said to the Taz, yes, you're Tachas Elokim, and you're able to Tachas Elokim because Elokim is here and we're here, Tachas Elokim, and you're able to push the cycle along. The story that's always told is that the Taz said, look, I'm in the middle of a big Dvar Torah right now. I'm in the middle of a big chiddush in halacha, and I give it to this, to your child. I give this chus today to your child, and the child became healthy. So this is the story of Maisei Tzadikim are able with their Torah to be mispalel and have a much greater effect. There's much, much more ammo there when you have Torah. But it's mazkir, the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that, you know, Torah without tefillah or tefillah without Torah is not anything. It doesn't work. In other words, it goes together. Torah, tefillah, Torah, tefillah. Torah comes down. We take the Torah, mechadish the Torah. We put that up, and it goes up better through tefillah. Okay. So let's see it again, and I want to explain this with Omek. Again, it's the second from the last paragraph in Shar Dalad Perek Yud Dalad. Kivin Shaloi Minas HaTorah Reza Mevi Toiv Elo'ilam V'Yachol Hu Levakesh Rachem. Then you can daven. You're right. There's a very interesting relationship there. You're learning Torah. You can daven. L'Yispal Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yifak Fekes HaRakia. This is the part that's interesting to me. V'Yifak Fekes HaRakia V'Yavi Matar Lo'ilam. I want to explain this is not just poetry, there's something much more to it. Give me 1 second, I apologize. Okay. The Let's go back to like last week's parsha for a second and try to understand something which is very difficult to understand. We find that in the first parak of the Maaseh Bereishis, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. So there was two things. Hashem created two things. He created the shamayim, he created the aretz. In the second day of creation, vayomer Elokim, this is Bereishis Aleph Pasuk Vav, vayomer Elokim yehi rakia b'toy chamayim. He created something called a rakia. Now, remember the Nefesh HaChaim, he says, v'yafak fekes harakia. So he created a rakia. V'yavdil, and what was the purpose? V'yas Elokim is a rakia, v'yavdil, and thereby separated bein hamayim, asher mitachas l'rakia, u'bein hamayim, asher me'al l'rakia. So now, all of a sudden, he created, Reishis bara Elokim hashamayim v'haaretz, and now he created a new thing on the second day, which was a rakia, and the rakia separating between mayim mitachas l'rakia and mayim mi'al rakia. Vayichen, vayikra Elokim l'rakia shomayim, and now the rakia got its name shomayim, even though it's at the beginning, Bereishis bara Elokim is a shomayim is hearts, but now we have a clearer understanding. Vayikra Elokim l'rakia shomayim. Now the shomayim is up there. Rashi says, famous Rashi, Vayikra Elokim l'rakia shamayim, shom mayim. That the way to understand the word shamayim is shom mayim. It's interesting, it doesn't translate the word aretz. It translates the word shamayim, like shom mayim. So the ikar of the shamayim, I don't know if you ever thought about this, or maybe it's a davar pashut, but the ikar of the shamayim, if you will, is shom mayim. In other words, the shamayim of the Bria of Yom HaSheni is shom mayim. He created a big source of water in the shamayim, and then he tells us about the mayim el yonim, and the mahir of Ayyam Elokim. Now there's water on the earth. That's not Shemayim. That's called Mayim Tachtoinim. There is water on the earth. So do we see something here? We see that there's Mayim Lamato and there's Mayim Lamala.
Brother, we also see last week in Noach that the people said, that's what the Dora Pelaga said.
Dora Pelaga said that, yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole Mabul was, very good, Gil, the whole Mabul was a lack of definition between Mayim El Yohanim and Mayim Tachtoinim. Everything went back to the Hascholos HaBriya. Before there was Yikavu HaMayim, L'mikva Mayim, Kari Yamim, Bayar L'kim Kitoiv. So we were Mevatel that part of the Bria. Not the whole Bria, as I explained on Shabbos, but that part of the Bria. But what we do see here, and then you're right, the Dor HaPalaga tried to overcome that. What we do see here, and this is common in Tanakh and in Chazal, Mayim Elyonim U'Mayim Tachtoinim. Yeah? Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtoinim. If you go, I don't know if you have a Chumash, but trust me, I'm reading. If you go up after the Bria Sa'olam and Sheni of the Parsha, in Parak Beis, Ela told us, Hashemayim va'aretz, bibaram b'yayim asoyis Hashem alakim aretz v'shemayim. There's a little bit of Chazara here on the Bria Sa'olam. V'chol siach hasoda terem yevaretz, v'chol esav hasoda terem yitzmach. So the Torah tells us here, very, very informative. I want you to know that kol siach hasoda terem yevaretz, v'chol esav hasoda terem yitzmach. Nothing was growing in the world. Ki lohim ter Hashem likim ala aretz, v'adam ayin la'avodas adama. There was nothing growing in the world. It was all there. Hashem created everything. But there was no trees growing, and there was no siach hasada. Va'adam ayin la'avodas ha'adama. Rashi tells us, terem yia ba'aretz, explains the word terem, Uma tam loy himtir. Why didn't Hashem give us some rain? He created the world. Make rain. Lufisha adam ayin la'avodas ha'adam. He's mefarish the crop. Meaning he starts off with saying that it didn't rain. Why didn't it rain? Because there was no man yet. There was no person to be ovedas ha'adam. Ve'ein, says Rashi, makir betuvasin shel gishamim. Ukishaba adam v'yada shehim tzarech lo'olam. Now that Adam came into the world and he said, hey, nothing's growing, we need rain. He spalel alehem v'yardu. He davened for them and it began to rain. Gevald. But samchu ha'ilonois v'adashoyim. And all of a sudden everything started to grow. So, It's hard. I don't know if anybody... Does anybody have a good translation in your minds, the way we just learned, for the word rakia? The rakia is separating the shemayim v'aretz. The mayim elyonim and the mayim tachtonim. So what is the word?
Membrane.
Well...
That's the only thing.
So how did you translate rakia 15 minutes ago? The heavens... Boundary.
Just like the art scroll, expanse.
Firmament. What else?
The firmament. The firmament.
Right. Bible thumping Jews. It's a firmament.
I mean, isn't it like an atmosphere? You know, like there are different atmospheres around the world. So was it in that kind of way?
Well, we say Bokava Talamaim. For the same letters for the earth being, you know, separate from the water down here.
Right, so it's something that separates, but we also see that things can come through. So it's a barrier that separates, but also under the right conditions lets something through.
Did anybody ever hear the word firmament anywhere else but in this context? You know, No, it just reminds me that when I was a little kid, 13 years old or something, I was davening in my house in Buffalo, New York, and I had my tefillin on. And the mailman came, just shows you what time I woke up. The mailman came, he knocks on the door, and I answer the door, I'm wearing tefillin. So he looks at me, you know, he says, what do you got? What's that stuff on your head? What do you got there? So I said, I know he's not going to know Hebrew. He wasn't Jewish, right? So I was going to say it was tefillin. So I said, these are phylacteries. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, that helps a lot. Now we know that they're phylacteries. So it was like, stick to tefillin, stick to your rakia. You know, it's an interesting that rakia actually.
Can I suggest along the lines that Yoni was, Yoni said atmosphere. There were two uses in the first chapter of Bereshis of Shemayim and Aretz. The first day, it really seemed Shemayim and Aretz really seemed to indicate upper and lower. By the second day, Rakia is Shemayim, and the waters that are gathered, or the earth that aren't the waters below, are called Aretz. It's almost as if there's the generic sense of Shemayim Ba'aretz, which is upper and lower, and Rakia might be sky, like Earth is the planet, but Eretz is everything that's below, but it's specifically the Gashmias of the planet, or what have you, and Rakia seems to be the sky, and the waters in the sky.
Okay, so that's like the firmament.
Can I also ask, it's related to what Les just said, but when the rakia is described as the thing which defines, that separates between the mayim elyonim and mayim tachtonim, those mayim tachtonim are not the same thing as the mayim which is separated from the aretz afterwards. Am I correct, or are they synonymous?
What do you mean? There's...
Well, it seems to me that there are three bodies of water. There's one body of water, which are Mayim Elyonim, which is above the Rakia. There are Mayim Tachtonim, which are below the Rakia. And then there's water which is separated from the Aretz in a later pasuk.
Where? I mean, the Mikvei Amayim.
Yeah.
The Mikvei Amayim. See, okay. By the way, I mean, I hear you. It's all a bit of a mystery, and I was thinking about it a lot this year when we came to Brachos for a number of reasons. It's a bit of a mystery. I saw something, the Netziv in the Hamek Dover. So the Netziv says, just as a idea, he said that in Gan Eden it didn't rain. I mean, I guess in Gan Eden it didn't rain. There was no why, because everything was nourished from the Mayim Tachtonim. That's why the Chumash has an arichus about this Nahar and that Nahar that we're going through the Gan Eden. It was like the Nile, which the Pasuk compares to Gan Eden. Kinar Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. But there was no rain. Only rain came, says the Netziv. And when we were evicted from Gan Eden. So everything came from the original water source. And the separation that took place only was activated, says the Netziv. I don't have it in front of me, but I saw it in Shul, but it's kedai to see. Only took place when we were Gurash Megan Eden. And then we had to be relying on part of the klala of Koitz V'dardar Tatzmiach Loch was we now had to rely on Gishomim, as we know them. And it didn't rain until Adam Arishan asked for it to rain, which is pretty much what Rashi's saying, but the Nesiv is adding this piece. I don't know if it's Lekula Alma that never rained in Gan Eden, but what's intriguing me here is that there's Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. At what time there were one Mayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu separated them. Maybe there's a third thing of Mayim, and Hashem separated them, and now we need to be involved. This is the key thing. We need to be involved in the rain cycle. Now, l'fi the Netziv, after we went out of Gan Eden, and now we have to plant, and now we have to... I saw also, just to put it all together, thank you for listening, that the Ansukis, the Anoni HaKavod, was... from this pasuk, like it was like Gan Eden. Let's see this pasuk is like Elohim tira Hashem Elokim al aretz ve'adam ayin lavid es adam hadama. Says the pasuk, ve'ed yala min haaretz ve'hishka es pnei kol hadama. There was a aid like a aleph dalet.
A mist.
That's not tal, by the way. It's not tal. It's a sort of a mist that came from the Aretz, V'hishkes kol pnei ha'adama. And and then from there we went to the idea of rain. So we went from aid, mist, to rain, mutter. And today we're davening with saying tal u'mutter livracha. So the Goyin explains that on Sukkis, right after Sukkos, we daven for rain. Asur lahaskir gishamim on Sukkos. Not allowed to be maskir gishamim on Sukkos. Why? Says the Gra, beautiful Gra. Sukkos is commemorating the Anone HaKavod. And the Anone HaKavod have to do not with Geshem, but has to do with aid. You get it? In other words, it's not, Asur lahaskir gishamim. We're in a, according to the Netziv, we're in a pre-Girush from Gan Eden Matzav, which is what we were when we were finally Makabal the Torah, and we had the Anone HaKavod. And Eid Yalam in Aretz, and that Eid Yalam. Now, nothing, as far as I know, nothing actually grew in the Midbar, but that Anani HaKavod protected us, and the Anani HaKavod was the same Eid. So the Gaon explains that on Sukkot, we're celebrating the mist, the Aleph Dalet. And then when Sukkot says, and that's the whole sitting in the Sukkot and everything. Asir lahaskir geshamim. And then we go back to the idea of mutar. And it's only after Sukkot where we say mashiv haruach hamarid hagesh. And the Gaon explains so beautifully. This is a Gaon in Shir Hashirim. The Gaon explains that this is what the Simchus Beis HaShoeva was all about. Sukkot was the time of Simchus Beis HaShoeva. What was the Shoeva? They were taking Mayim from the Me'ah Shiloach, taking Mayim, and then pouring it into the Adama. So what they were creating was being Ma'arev, as much as I can understand this, you can understand it maybe better, but I'm just telling you the words. We were being Ma'ayim, Ma'arev, we were mixing together the Mayim Elyoinim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. That was the Avodah of Sukkot. And that's what the Esrog. Esrog, says the Gra, is a particular type of a fruit. Shemagadol al kol amayim, doesn't need rain. That's a chiddush to me. But, the Mishnah already says it has certain dinim of a vegetable, certain dinim of a man, but the Gemara says, Magadol al kol amayim, if there's water around, it'll grow. Doesn't need rain per se. So, you have this whole idea of the Mayim Elyoinim and the Mayim Tachtoinim. So let me, everybody with me so far? We're still telling you what's on my mind. The Gemara says, I've quoted this Gemara many times. I have it here open. Gemara says in Chagiga Yudalit, Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Arba Nichnasu Lepardes, yeah? Famous story. Oh, Baruch Shekivanti. Arba nichnasu lepardes, Elohein ben Azai ben Zayma, Elisha ben Avuya Acher, Rabbi Akiva Kiyadua. This was a, they didn't go anywhere. This was a sort of a meditation, Tosfos says, that brought the Rabbi Akiva led. And brought them to a very, very deep understanding. And they were probably trying to understand the Hadrian decrees and Tzadik V'Raloi. And let's go up to the Shemayim and try to visualize and figure out what's going on. And this was guided by Rabbi Akiva. And he took the Gedolei Hador. The Gedolei Hador was Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya, Rabbi Akiva. And here you see the guidance. So Amar Lam Rabbi Akiva. Right, Yossi? Kishe tikansu etzel avnei shayish tahor. In our avodah, we're going to come to avnei shayish tahor, beautiful. You're going to have a vision of beautiful, clear marble. It's going to look like glass. Hisaru, be very careful, said Rabbi Akiva. Shalai taimru. Mayim, mayim. Don't say mayim, mayim. So first of all the things for Rabbi Akiva to guide them in, it's like, if you, before you dive in the pool, make sure it's water. It's not glass, yeah. Make sure it's really water there. Sometimes there's the Pashat Upshat and then there's the deep shot. This doesn't even have a Pashat Upshat. It doesn't even have a Pashat Upshat. Kishitikansu etzel avne shayish tar, hisharu, be very careful, he said, shalai taimru, not to say, mayim, mayim. Mishum dechsiv, doiver shkarim la yikain laneged enoi, because you shouldn't be involved in optical illusions. Doiver shkarim la yikain laneged enoi. If you see water, it's a mirage. it's not real. The Gemara, what is Mayim Mayim? I'll tell you more, Mayim Mayim. So I think probably the Mefarshim say, I don't see it right this second, but probably the Mefarshim say that Tayber Mayim, Mayim means that you're going to feel like you came to a place which is the Rakia. You're going to feel like you came to a place which is Mayim, Mayim, Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. Why is this important? You're going to feel like you came to a place which is the connecting point between Shemayim Va'aretz, and perhaps now we can manipulate, cause a Yeshua for the world. Get rid of the Hadrian decrees. Rabbi Akiva had just gone through a plague of Askara that lost all his Talmidim. So many tsaros. Al Taimru Mayim Mayim. He warned them against this. Why? What was he against it? He was against it because it wasn't true. You're seeing something else. You think you're seeing Mayim Mayim. You think you're seeing the Rakia, which is Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Tachtonim. But Rabbi Akiva was the great teacher. He said, that's not what you're seeing. You're seeing something else.
What does Shayesh represent?
The opposite that you can't penetrate. Impenetrable. I want to just go a step further. If you turn the page of the Gemara, over here the Gemara says that when they came out of this experience, so Ben Azai died. Ben Azai hetzitz v'meis. Ben Zoyma hetzitz v'nifka. Now apparently they didn't follow the instructions of Rabbi Akiva. Not any of them. Because Ben Azai died from the experience. Ben Zoyma went crazy from the experience. And Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, Kitzetz ben Atiyos. And this, Rabbi Yitzhak, is your Avnei Shayesh. Kitzetz ben Atiyos. He said, okay, I see there's no connection at all between Shemayim and Varetz. Do you understand what's going on over here? What is the connection between Shemayim V'aretz? There's tzaddikim in this world. There's Talmidei Chacham. There's Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverov, and people are dropping like flies. Hadrian's killing them. Plagues are killing them. Ma korepo. And this is what they were trying to discover. The four tzaddikim of the world were trying to discover this. You know, today you'll hear about some obscure group of mekubalim in Sfat or something. No. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Zoyma, Ben Azai, Elisha ben Avuya, who until this moment was the Gadol Hador. So they're trying to discover the connection between the Shomayim and the Aretz. That's what they're trying to discover. And you think it's water, the connection is between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, and we can connect it. It's Avnei Shayesh, Bung Farkert. You're banging your head on this, Ben Azai died. And Elisha ben Avuya came to a logical conclusion that, okay, I see Avnei Shayesh Tar. It means there is no connection between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim. What we learned in Brachos was that the water was waiting for Adam Arishon to do something. Ben Zayma, here I am. I'm here. In 90. No, Avnei Shayesh. Okay, so there's no connection. So I'm off the Darach, says Elisha ben Avuya. Let's try to make a connection, but as I hit it, Ben Zoyma apparently thought that there was a connection still. He disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Seems to be a machlokes. How do I know that? Because if you go a little further in the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, this is a story that happened afterwards, Maisa Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania Shaya Oimid al Gav Malo Bahar Abayis. There was a story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, that he was standing agav mala on some type of a podium on the Har Abayis. V'ra'ahu ben Zayma, and ben Zayma saw him, v'la'aman mipanav, and he didn't stand up. In other words, ben Zayma was sitting there on the Har Abayis, our Har Abayis by the Kaisel, and he was meditating. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania says, hello, Omar Lefotloi, me ayin l'ayin ben Zoyma. Like, where are you? Where are you going? What's he up to, Ben Zoyma? Omar Le, so Ben Zoyma answered, Tsoife ha'yisi, I'm in the middle of analyzing and looking. Bein mayim ho'el yonim l'mayim ha'tachtonim. I'm trying to analyze the mayim ho'el yonim. They're sitting on the, by the way, the Harabayis is the connecting point and the place where Yaakov Avinu saw Malach Elokim Olam V'Yardim Boy. So I'm trying to figure out the juxtaposition of the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Atachtoinim. And he said, and I have concluded, said Ben Zoyma, to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, Be'ein bein ze loze el sholosh esbois bilvad. It's so close. The Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Atachtoinim, so close. Three esbois. Shenamar, because look a little one pasuk further in the or one pasuk earlier in the Torah, v'ruach elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. There's no great another. So here's look at the opposite conclusions. The conclusion of Elisha ben Avuya was no connection between Shemayim v'aretz. You can daven your heart out, nothing's going to happen. You do all the mitzvahs and learn all the Torah you want, nothing's going to happen. Shtei reshuyos. Come, Ben Zoyma, opposite conclusion. Ein bein shemayim v'aretz el sholosh etzbois bilvad. Marsha here is Mayrachan, the significance of sholosh etzbois. But the main thing is the pasuk v'ruach elokim mirachefes al pnei hamayim. Ki yona, he said. It was like a yona hovering. Shemirachefes al boneha. V'noigas, v'einu noigas. You look at the yona hovering over the babies. You don't know if it's touching it, if it's not touching it, if it's hovering. Nagas ve'enu nagas. Amr lahem Rabbi Yeshua la Talmida of Rabbi Yeshua, who was with his Talmidim, visiting the Harabais. He said, Adayin ben Zoyma mi bachutz. Ben Zoyma is still out. Okay, it's like a... And then the Gemara is Mayrachan, the Mayim El Yonim and the Mayim Tachtonim, Ayin Chagiga Tezvav. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is that the Mayim El Yonim of Gan Eden, there was no, everything was just Mayim El Yonim, Mayim Tachtonim all mixed together. The Eid Yalam in Aretz was the Anon Yaakovit. A perfect combination between Gashmius and Ruchnius. That was Gan Eden. Gan Eden was in this world, but it was Ruchani in the sense that it never rained in Gan Eden. Rain represents the advent of rain, Chumash says clearly, represents the Brias HaAdam and according to the Nasi of being evicted from Gan Eden. So now man has to, Rashi says, Makar Toy for rain. But of course, that's the daven for rain. And davening for rain is indicative of the of our ability. This is Rabbi Akiva. Back in the middle. On the one hand, don't think, you know, to me, I'm saying this means I'm taking a little bit of some kind of a license here. Don't think it's as easy as saying this shame and that shame and Sirufa shame, and all of a sudden you're changing Gashmius and you're turning. This is not like a Rebbe story. Forgive me. It's not a story of mountains ahin, mountains aher, and the mountains split. There are many, many stories, by the way, opposite of what I'm saying, where the stories, if you look at the Shivchei Habesht, the stories that came down from the Baal Shem Tov, from his Talmidim, you see that it was raining on both sides of the street and his agala never got wet, you know, things like that. But for us plain people, there's an avnei shayish between, but we can penetrate the rakia, in other words, becomes, the rakia is avnei shayish. Ben Zoyma afilu basof. So no, it's a merachefes, it's not a the iron curtain over here. It's Mirachefes. There's a connection. Ish Kesher. But Al Kolponim comes the Tana de Be'elio, which we just read, and with this I will end what I'm trying to say here. That the Tana de Be'elio, Kivin Shaloimed Es HaTorah, just go back to Nefesh HaChaim, Kivin Shaloimed Es HaTorah HaRezi Mevi Toiva La'olam, V'yachalhu, and this might be the answer, Rabbi Kiva, nichnas b'shalom v'yatzah b'shalom. He had a balanced, an izun in this matter, Rabbi Akiva. We don't find that everything Rabbi Akiva davened for was answered, that's for sure. But he had a healthy view, and this was how he was trying to guide the other Tanoim, a healthy view of the connection between Shemayim va'aretz. But here it says, Kivan Shalomidas HaTorah, here's a big trick. Like, remember we learned in Pirkei Avos a couple of days ago that Chavivin Yisrael Shiniten Lahem Kli Chemda. Like, we've got the tool, like the power, we call that drill that can get through anything. So the drill is not the, what's that thing called? The pounding drill?
Congo.
Oh, the Congo.
Or the Congo.
The Congo. The Patishon. Huh?
Hammer drill that kind of...
Yeah, yeah, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, but you have here in the Kli Chemda, Shebohem Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'olam. So put the whole thing together. So important to understand what our ruchniyistik job is. But if you have Torah, you've got influence. And now when you daven, you with me, Dan, on this? When you have Torah, you have the Chomer. You're important. You're taking the Kli Chemda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tefillah sends it up to Hashem. And what happens? One of the things that happened is Geshamim. Geshamim represents Bracha. Geshamim. Root word of Geshamim is Geshem. Gashmius. Gashmius. Everything that's successful in this world from a physical point of view is represented in Geshem. And this is the new state. Maybe when Mashiach comes, we won't say Tefillah's Geshem. But I just want to say one last thing before I go. And that is, like, in the Rishonim already, surrounding the idea of Tefillah's Geshem, which this year I learned Be'iyun. And I was once zeicha to go to a number of shiurim in a row by Rav Moshe Shapira, alav shalom, on Hashanas, Hashanah Rabbah. It wasn't on Hashanah Rabbah, no, it was about Hashanah Rabbah. And there was a lot of discussion about Gishmei Bracha and not Gishmei Bracha. And, okay, so we know that, well, if it rains in the middle of June, maybe it's not Gishmei Bracha. In Iyor, it is Gishmei Bracha. So the Zayar gives us all kinds of ideas of when it's Gishmei Bracha, when it's not Gishmei Bracha. However, Gishmei Bracha is the pshat, that's Kach Kibalti, that the Mayim HaTachtonim goes and mixes with the Mayim Elyonim, and the rain that comes down is again that perfect combination of Gashmius and Ruchnius. And has, not just like it's tropical down here, a lot of humidity, but it's actually, Gishmei Bracha is the pshat, that the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Tachtonim do have some kind of a kesher. And the cycle continues. And if the cycle continues, then we have Bracha and Hatzlacha. So a little bit of an insight into our tefillah today. I was saying, Talo Matar Livracha, we should be Zeicha to Gishmei Bracha.
Right.
Thanks for listening.
Rebbe, so far I get the connection.